So here we are in the Magician Quarter in the West.
Yep. Move your TVs over to the west side of your room now.
Right. Magician energy is, it's a magician is an elder, is the witch doctor, the shaman, the wise man or woman, the priest or the priestess.
In today's society, it's more like the therapist or the facilitator or the minister.
Right. They play magician roles in our culture.
Right. Whoever's in charge of the container and what goes on inside.
Right. In mythology, it was the fairy godmother. Or in the Arthur legends, Merlin and Morgaine played the magician role.
The purpose of magician energy, of bringing magician energy into me, is for me to get guidance through detachment. Mm-hmm. That means that it's the magician who's kind of detached from what's going on, as
right.
well as being in charge of what's going on inside. That person's often standing outside of what's actually going on, staying detached, in order to generate options or to be able to see from a higher and different perspective.
Yeah, not necessarily higher perspective, but different or new perspective. The magician initiates us into a new or different perspective or an expanded perspective that we haven't had before.
So we look in that direction when we want guidance, when we want to know
right.
what could we do, what might we decide to do next. And we
right.
do that in shadow work as well.
Mm-hmm. As we said before, each one of the archetypes we see as having a masculine energy component and a feminine energy component. Once again, by that we don't mean men are like this and women are like this, but that each of us, man or woman, has that dual nature to that archetype within us.
Right. So masculine magician energy, in our view, has to do with facilitating or mixing the brew by a model. Or by a recipe. It's like cooking with a recipe. In fact, the four-directional model we're showing you is such a recipe. And as your magicians, our masculine magician side loves this four-directional model.
Right.
We think it'll handle anything.
We believe we can, anything you bring to us, we can
right.
plug into our model and achieve an expected outcome. Whereas our feminine magician energy is more likely to, we may start with the model, start with the recipe, and apply it to what comes to us. But our feminine magician will then sort of feel out or intuit what's happening in the actual present moment to see if we might actually need to change something. My feminine magician will taste the brew to see if it needs more salt or more pepper. What's really there in addition to what the recipe calls for?
So there's cooking by recipe and there's cooking by taste, masculine and feminine.